From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Time to break out the camo and combat gear. We are diving into coding boot camp. It's a thing. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Emerging as an alternative to a standard four-year college are coding boot camps by way of new schools and academies which teach students to write computer code. And what we're seeing at an alarming rate as a result is a well-paying job in many cases. Here to shed light on this growing trend in education is the Wall Street Journal's Josh Mitchell, who joins us on the line right now. Hi, Josh.
Yes, hi.
So you look at the current state of affairs, you'd understand why these types of academies would be on the rise. You look at college debt, at the prospect for a job after school, you can see why younger folks are looking for a plan B. Is that the big hook for enrollment at these types of schools?
Yeah, I think that as college costs and student debt have risen, a lot of Americans have become very risk averse. They see that a lot of people have taken on huge sums of money to go to college, and then they come out and they can't find the job. So I think they can't find the job that they went to school for. So I think one aspect of this is that students are trying to reduce their risks, that if they're going to put some money up front, they want to have much greater assurance than they have up to this point that they're going to find a good job afterward.
So let's talk about the Flatiron School in Manhattan specifically, since you noted it in your article. For $15,000, what does schooling entail for coding? How does one learn coding?
This is apparently a very intensive experience. I spent one afternoon up there, so I have not gone through the course myself, but it's a very intensive experience where students go to this this classroom downtown, and they spend 10 to 12 hours a day for 12 weeks learning how to code. And apparently a lot of that involves working in teams, and you do things like rebuild the website Yelp from scratch. And so you're getting very hands-on experience from instructors who have worked in the field, who are very up to speed on the current software that the field uses, and they're teaching you very hands-on how to actually write code and build software.
Right. And the prospects for an actual job after the fact is pretty promising, correct?
Very. So about 98% of people who go through this program get a job within 6 months. They graduate and then they get a job within 6 months. You don't get a certificate, you don't get a degree, but almost always you find a job. And the average starting pay for those who do get a job is about $75,000 almost. So one thing to keep in mind is that Flatiron is very selective about who it lets into its doors. So a lot of these students, in fact, all of them are very bright to begin with. But yes, they do have a very good track record of finding people jobs.
Wow. You figure this could essentially revolutionize how the U.S. invests in higher education.
Right. So the Obama administration actually has this pilot program that they have started, and they're actually reviewing proposals now, but there are colleges who are looking into partnering with coding academies like Flatiron so that they can have students take courses at these boot camps or at other types of private for-profit firms that teach students skills that the economy needs. And so the administration is taking a look at these proposals, but what you're about to see is more and more colleges that team up with firms, with private sector firms, to try and teach their students these very specific skills.
Right, and you briefly mentioned, you know, the economy's needs. Let's talk about the changes taking place, because we're seeing a shift to an online world. How has that shifted the economy's needs?
Right. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics it estimates that the number of software developer jobs is going to increase by 17% over the next 10 years. That's far faster than overall employment is projected to to increase. And we're already seeing that the demand for these types of skilled workers is rising because they're being paid a lot, and a lot of companies complain that they can't find them. And so that's raised the pay far faster than the average worker has. So we already see that there's a demand for them, and companies complain that even when they hire these workers, they end up being poached by others. So we're already seeing that there's a big demand for these workers. And one of the interesting things is that these aren't just, you know, the tech firms on the West Coast. I mean, this is happening across a variety of industries. Mm-hmm. As more and more companies just from different industries go online, they need people that know how to build software and understand software and can actually do it in a very efficient way.
Very interesting. Josh Mitchell, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Sure, thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to Josh Mitchell. He covers the U.S. economy from the Journal's Washington, D.C. Bureau. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.